Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies around 80. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, have sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 60s. As we head into Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer, back into the 90s. Right now, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Dr. Lee Norman, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, says that Kansas currently has the sixth highest COVID-19 positivity rate in the country.
Since Monday, our state has seen an increase in 1,328 COVID-19 cases and sadly 12 new deaths. Kansas now has a total of 43,940 cumulative cases with 458 deaths.
According to Norman, outbreaks with sports and schools are rising at an alarming rate. He said due to the increasing need for accurate data, an additional CDC employee is joining the state lab to help. In a news release from the U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister's office yesterday, 40-year-old Jeffrey Pierce, a basketball coach at Seaman High in Topeka, has been charged with two counts of producing child porn and one count of possessing child pornography. If convicted, he could spend up to 30 years in federal prison. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Police in Garden City say a 42-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of assault and aggravated criminal threat that occurred this week at a Walmart. Initially, deputies were called to the home of an off-duty sheriff's deputy after James Wood went to the home and allegedly made erratic comments about the Finney County Sheriff's Office. Wood then fled to Walmart, where witnesses and employees reported that he was making comments about getting a gun and harming officers. Wood was taken into custody. No one was hurt. The case has been turned over to the Finney County Attorney's Office for review. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment's COVID-19 report listed 1,328 new cases in the state from the period of Monday to yesterday. Also in that time frame, 12 new deaths. That brings the total cases statewide to 43,940. Total deaths statewide at 458. There were 5 new clusters at colleges or universities and 3 more at group or long-term care homes. Mid-America Network News.
Downtime isn't an option when there's a job to do. Introducing the BF Goodrich Tradesman Support Program, the only tire program for tradesmen. Join and get up to $100 off a set of 4 BF Goodrich all-terrain TAKO2 tires, a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, and a roadside and worksite assistance program. Kick downtime off the job site. See your dealer for full details.
Mike is back and ready to serve you at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The former chief of finance for the Nebraska State Fair has been charged with theft following an investigation into the fair's finances. Court records show Patrick Kopke has been charged in Hall County with 3 counts of theft of more than $5,000. Earlier this year, the Nebraska State Fair Board hired a forensic investigation firm to look into the fair's finances after staff discovered suspicious activity during an internal review. Sheriff deputies in South Central Nebraska say they uncovered nearly 1,745 pounds of marijuana and 60 pounds of THC products during a traffic stop on I-80 near Lexington. A Dawson County Sheriff's deputy stopped a cargo van headed west on I-80 Monday. A drug-sniffing dog indicated the drugs and other illegal products were hidden in cardboard boxes marked as coffee. Deputies arrested two people, both of them from North Carolina, that were traveling in the van. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Health Department Wednesday added another pair of positive COVID-19 cases to their count, which stands at 10 active with a recent spike and 4 recoveries since the onset. Another case was also identified in Marshall County Wednesday, bringing the number of active cases reported to 2 with 13 recoveries. Nemahal County also stands with 2 active cases and 53 recoveries.
The 4th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day will be held on Friday. Marysville Community Foundation President Jeff Chris talks about what Pony Up Marysville is.
It's an opportunity for locals to donate and support their favorite organization. This year we have 41 funds or organizations that are participating in Pony Up Marysville Match Day. I'm also very excited to tell you that this year we have $61,500 in match money. Last year we had 34 organizations participate. Last year we had $40,000 in match money, so both of those are up, which we're very excited about.
If you are interested in donating, Jeff talks about how you can do so.
You can make a donation in person from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Helvering Center, or if you're unable to come down to the Helvering Center, you can make a donation online from 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. To make this donation, you need either a debit or credit card.
To donate online, go to the secured website, PonyUpMarysville.com. Due to the current COVID situation, Jeff Chris said for those who plan on going to the Helvering Center to donate, there are a few changes.
We are asking people to wear masks if they come down. We're asking them to enter the southwest door and then exit the northwest door.
While you have the ability to donate all day, Chris recommends that you do it as early as possible.
Any donation that we get that day will be accepted and put toward the organization or fund that you want to support. But any donations, $25 and greater, will be matched at a 50% rate. So if you donate $25 and there's still match money available, that organization will get $37.50. Now, I do mention that as it's available, the last 2 years, hard to tell exactly, but we ran out of match money around 11 o'clock. So we're strongly encouraging people to make sure that that group or organization gets that extra match money to get down there early. Again, we have more match money this year, so we hope we don't run out quite as soon, but also we have more participating. The maximum amount of match money available for each organization is $2,000.
For more information and a list of Pony Up participants, go to the website ponyupmarysville.com.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Rodney L. Eddington, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rodney Eddington. Lee F. Waller, age 92, of Waterville, passed away August 25th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Private family interment at the Sweet Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lee Waller.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chili, cinnamon rolls, veggie plate, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, fried chicken, beans, coleslaw, whole wheat roll, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, with a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front that's going to move into the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It's going to be more of a dry cold front across the area, so we really won't notice any sort of difference. But we are going to see continuing mild temperatures, but we are going to see a warm up as we head into the weekend. Another system moves in as we head into the early parts of next week, bringing showers and thunderstorms, the much cooler air behind it. So across the area, we'll have mostly sunny skies around 80, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Clear for tonight, mid-50s, winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, we'll see temperatures in the lower 60s. For Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer, back into the 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 86, recent record high 103 in 2000. The average low 62 and a record low of 50 set in 2006. Sunset this evening 7:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:57. Clear skies 66 with a light south wind this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 3rd of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burnt ends? Burnt ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Support your community with the Pony Express Match Day this Friday in Marysville. Your contribution toward worthwhile organizations and causes make a difference today and for the future. Learn more at ponyupmarysville.com. A reminder from these proud community supporters, including Tension Envelope Corporation, Galloway, Wiggers & Brenniger Law, Dave's Body Shop and R&K Service, Kiefer & Associates, and Bruce's Body Shop.
Playoff elimination time and the passing of a baseball Hall of Famer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Game 7 between the Rockets and Thunder went down to the wire. James Harden with a crucial block in the waning seconds on Lou Dort, but the Thunder still had a chance, and...
Here we go, Gilgeous Alexander looking to get it in. Comes into Adams, broken up by Westbrook, picked up by Tucker, and the Rockets win the game!
On KTRH, 104-102 the final, Rockets face the Lakers in round 2. An anticlimactic end between the Bucks and the Heat after Jimmy Butler was fouled with the game tied as time expired. Butler draining the game-winning free throws.
Miami 116, Milwaukee 114. I don't believe what I just saw.
On WAXY, Heat lead 2-0. NHL Avalanche forced Game 7 after beating the Stars 4-1. Cale Makar's goal pushed his postseason points total to 15, most in NHL history by a rookie defenseman. Hall of Fame pitcher and Mets legend Tom Seaver passed away at the age of 75, complications of dementia and COVID-19. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Tom Seaver led the Mets to the first World Series in their history in 1969. He played in 12 All-Star games and earned three Cy Young Awards given to the league's best pitcher in a 20-year career. Tom Seaver elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1992. Fans called him the franchise.
Braves left fielder Adam Duvall picking up where teammate Marcell Ozuna left off after pelting three home runs of his own at Fenway Park.
First pitch is socked to center, deep. Going back is Bradley on the warning track, looking up. That ball is gone! It's a third home run for Duvall!
On WCNN, Braves topped the Red Sox 7-5. Duvall and Ozuna are the first teammates to accomplish the feat in consecutive games in league history. Iowa State will no longer allow fans at their football home opener on September 12th against Louisiana. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you have the need to watch speed and one night isn't enough, then Jayhusker Racing has what you need. Racing action at the Washington Speedway on Saturday and more on Sunday, including trucks. Hot laps at 7:30 and racing at 8, all at the Washington Speedway, the race place.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The USDA says farmers will earn more net farm income in 2020 due to federal relief programs. Net cash farm income is forecast to increase $4.9 billion to $115.2 billion. In inflation-adjusted 2020 dollars, net farm income is forecast to increase $18.3 billion. Net cash farm income forecast to increase $4 billion. If realized, both income measures would be above the historic average across 2000 through 2019 when adjusted for inflation. But the increase is not because of better prices or markets. USDA says overall farm cash receipts are forecast to decrease $12.3 billion to $358.3 billion in 2020. Total animal receipts expected to decline $14.3 billion, and total crop receipts forecasted to increase $2 billion from 2019 levels. USDA says direct government farm payments, including federal aid but not loans and insurance, are forecast at $37.2 billion, a $14.7 billion or 65.7% increase. USDA said the expected increase is due to supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance for COVID relief. Well, yesterday, Bar Chart released its September 2020 yield forecast. The September commodity yield forecast for the end of the season at 178.4 bushels per acre for corn, 50.5 for soybeans in the U.S. The forecast represents an increase in yield compared to the August report, which forecasted end-of-season yield for corn at 174.8 bushels per acre and end-of-the-season yield for soybeans at 49.2. The corn estimate comes in above the Pro Farmer Crop Tour estimate and below the Pro Farmer Soybean estimate. Released the first Tuesday of each month during the growing season, the Bar Chart forecast allows users to get insight to guide their business decisions ahead of the World Ag Supply and Demand reports. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. We wrapped up trading yesterday on a Wednesday with mostly red across the board. We saw a little bit of green pop up here and there. Corn saw a little bit of a rally at the end of the day, and soybeans saw a little bit of a rally towards the end of trading yesterday as well. But livestock tried, couldn't see it, and got red by the end of trading on Wednesday. But looking at some of the numbers as we kick off a trade day for a Thursday today, December corn wrapped up yesterday 3/4 higher to 358 3/4. December wheat was down 5 3/4 to 558 1/4. March wheat was down 5 points as well to 566 3/4. On the Kansas City wheat side, same story. September down 6 3/4 to 476 3/4. December down 6 1/4 to 479 1/4. September soybeans, as we mentioned, they did pop up into the green for the majority of yesterday, which was nice. 7.5 up to 962.5. November soybeans up 7 1/4 to 962 even. On the soybean meal side, a little bit of red here. September down 50 cents to 302.30, and October was down 30 cents to 304.90. Oil, however, did see some green, 55 cents up for September to 33.67, and October was up 63 cents to 33.39. The livestock yesterday started off in the red. They popped up to the green just a hair, and then by the end of trading dipped back down into the red, with live cattle for October down a dollar to 104.47. December live cattle was down 70 cents to 108.45. Feeder cattle was down September to 142 to 138.70, and October was down 120 to 139.45. Lean hogs, they did, however, see green, and they stayed that way most of the day yesterday, so hopefully we'll see the same thing today. when the markets open up. But October was up 137 to 56.40, and lean hogs for December was up 72 cents to 56.50. So we'll see what trading looks like on a Thursday today. Until then, market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. The ethanol industry found itself in the presidential campaign as Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee, criticized President Trump for selling out the American farmers. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
The ethanol industry got into the presidential campaign last week thanks to a statement from Vice President Joe Biden, who spoke with AgriPulse.com. He said, "The renewable fuel standard marks our bond with our farmers and our commitment to a thriving rural economy." He said, "Donald Trump does not respect that connection, and he's thrown it away to the detriment of generations of producers across the Midwest and around the country, many of whom put their trust in him 4 years ago." Joining me again today to talk about the ethanol industry, the renewable fuel standard, the small refinery exemptions, etc., is Jeff Cooper. He's the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And what do you think about Joe Biden's elevation of ethanol in the campaign?
We're pleased that Vice President Biden understands that this behavior needs to stop at EPA, and happy to see him putting a stake in the ground on the RFS. And you know, frankly, we do hope that his acknowledgement of this issue sort of raises the stakes a little bit and hopefully gets President Trump's attention and compels him to follow through with some commitments that he has made to our industry and to farmers, that he was going to make sure EPA is implementing the RFS in a way that's consistent with and faithful to the original law that was passed 15 years ago. And unfortunately, we just haven't seen EPA managing this program in a way that that was intended by Congress.
Can you run me through this process of the small refinery exemptions? Because it seems like there have been more exemptions than what seems reasonable.
Oh, absolutely there have. Under the current administration, we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of exemptions given. So we've gone for maybe four or five a year of these things to 30 or more exemptions being granted. And so it really has undermined the renewable fuel standard, and it has eroded those blending requirements that Congress wrote into the law 15 years ago and then updated and expanded in 2007. And some of these exemptions have been given in recent years to companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron. And those are certainly not the kinds of small businesses, small companies that Congress was thinking of when they created this provision.
More ethanol talk tomorrow, back after this.
There will be a large equipment auction with heavy equipment selling for Matt Osterhaus with Osterhaus Dozing and tractors and machinery selling for Ken Strite. Saturday, September 5th, sale begins at 10 a.m. northeast of Seneca. Heavy equipment includes a 2008 Cat D6 dozer, 2011 Cat DL excavator, 36-inch and 42-inch buckets with trailer, 11-yard scraper, shop-built 12-foot heavy-duty box blade, portable 300-gallon fuel trailer with electric pump and miscellaneous. The tractor includes a 1978 IH-1086 with cab and duals, combines an IH-1460 with a 17.5-foot flex head and homemade header trailers. Also selling a Bobcat gas skid steer loader, 5-foot bucket, 93 Chevy S10 4x2. Machinery includes a 20-foot disc, 18-foot field cultivator, 12-shank chisel, 6x30 planter, wagon and hoist, and miscellaneous. This equipment auction, Saturday, September 5th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1342 160th Road, northeast of Seneca, 3 miles on Highway 36 to N Road, a mile north and a half mile west. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
If there was ever a time to refinance an ag real estate loan, it's now with Frontier Farm Credit. Interest rates are at near historic lows, and you can lock in a low rate for the life of the loan, even a long-term loan. The rate you lock in now is the rate you pay until your loan matures. No surprises. Plus, the refinancing is eligible for cashback dividends. Terms apply. Visit Frontier Farm Credit at FrontierFarmCredit.com.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings include a second calf heifer pair, five black springbred cows running age, six black and red steers and heifers weighing 300 to 400 pounds, 25 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 550, 31 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 700 pounds, 14 red steers and heifers 5.5 to 650. 10 black steers and heifers 575 to 650. 9 black and white faced steers and heifers 575 to 7.25. 10 black steers and heifers off grass 6 to 850. 6 black steers 650 to 725. 191 mixed yearling steers 725 to 8. 60 black yearling Anger steers off grass 775 to 8. And 10 black steers off grass weigh 8 to 8.5. Those early consignment listings for the sale today, Thursday, at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding you, the cafe will be closed today. They will be reopening next Thursday. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny 66 in Marysville this morning. Highs approach 80. May be a few degrees cooler than yesterday. Warm up Friday into Saturday, the way it looks at this point.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. Tristan McKenzie tossed six innings of three-hit ball to celebrate his 23rd birthday, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 5-0 last night. McKenzie needed just 81 pitches thanks to six strikeouts, no walks, and some slick defense behind him. His bullpen went the rest of the way, holding the Royals without a hit over the final three innings. Jacob Junis took the loss and later left the game after getting hit in the arm by a line drive. Up next for the Royals, they'll square off with the Chicago White Sox this evening. That the first of a three-game series. First pitch this evening from the K at 7:05. The man called Tom terrific, and the franchise has died at 75. The Baseball Hall of Fame said Tom Seaver passed away Monday following complications from dementia and COVID-19. Seaver, the first pitcher in Major League history with eight consecutive seasons of at least 200 strikeouts. Mid-America Network Sports.
We'll preview the high school football season with the Coach's Corner beginning this week on KNDY following evening sports at around 5:30. Diller O'Dell and Southern spotlighted Monday, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday with Valley Heights and Frankfort Thursday, Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:30 each evening. And our high school football kickoff Friday, Valley Heights at Marysville. Simulcast live on KNDY and KNDY FM.
Do you keep an eye on pollen counts and allergy forecasts during ragwood season? Do they have any value? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 3rd, the 247th day of the year. Actor Charlie Sheen has a birthday, and the final radio episode of The Lone Ranger was broadcast on this day in 1954. Hay fever season has many of us watching pollen counts and allergy forecasts. But who's counting the pollen, and are the forecasts reliable? Here's the bad news. There is no method or equation with a good track record for allergy forecasts. Most are simply based on normal seasonal patterns and regional history. Actual pollen counts have a bit more value. Reliability can vary, though, as there is no official pollen tracking source, but scores of private companies providing data. Our advice? Track the trends over several days rather than focus on a single day's forecast. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Cell phone runs out of range and every bar is gone. Cut through the woods another 100 miles and disappear for a while. I wanna hear raindrops falling down on an old tin roof. I wanna find the front porch rail and prop up my traveling. Just lay low.